See, and God's love is eternal. But reconciliation is not mutual because God was never mad. You see that, don't you? And the word in Greek so substantially indicates that. God was never mad. And reconciliation simply provided a pathway so you could come to the God who loved you. You were the enemy. God is never referred to as our enemy. It never says God was reconciled. The scripture never, never, never says God was reconciled to man. It says man was reconciled to God. We were the enemy. We were the sinner. We were the one through sin that had no pathway to God. And so reconciliation provided a path. Reconciliation was done by the death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. It provided a pathway where we could get to and receive in our being, in our spirit man, the love of God. Where we could be redeemed. The word redeemed means to be bought back from the power, authority of another. We were under Satan's power because we were in his kingdom. And when you were redeemed, the blood purchased your redemption. The price was paid for you to be redeemed, to be transported from the darkness to the light. It was all by the blood. And God was never the problem. God was never the enemy. We were the problem. And he provided. You know, it's not every day you'd provide for your biggest problem. Usually human nature says, I hope they disappear and never come back. I hope we don't have to face that again, you know. God is not like that. Now, here's what you need to know about the unchanging nature of God. God is love. His love never changed. He's never been the enemy of man. He's always been the lover of our soul. The songwriter said, I'm in love, deeply in love with the lover of my soul. I can sing praise to my king while the years of eternity roll. His love is in my heart. Funny how these songs come back to you when you teach. Never to depart, his love has set me free. I'm in love with Jesus. He's the lover of my soul, and he always loved you. Redemption is the payment of the price so that you can be reconciled, so that you can come to him. And it was the pathway of blood that brought you to him, that bring that reconciliation. And you're not his enemy. Now, the thing you understand, and you need to understand about the unchanging nature of the love of God, God's hatred for sin never changes. He hates sin. Forever. Now let me prove that to you. Look at Hebrews chapter 1. So here's a dilemma. God loves all mankind. God so loved the world. He loves the good, the bad, and the ugly. He always loved you. He isn't going to change. He wanted you. He chose to die for you, but he despises sin, and that is unalterable and unchangeable in the kingdom of God. He hates sin. Here's the declaration of God's kingdom, Hebrews chapter 1, verse 8 and 9. Unto the saints of thy throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of thy kingdom. Righteousness is being made acceptable to God in every way. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity. Therefore, God, even thy God, hath anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. We used to, with our children, when they'd have a complaining day, say, I hate that, or I hate her, or I don't like that, or she's not fair, we'd have what we call a five-minute hate. For 5 minutes, you can hate anything you want to. You can air all the words you want to say, and after that, you're not allowed to say it anymore. I said, just go ahead, unload. I said, I hate my teacher. She's not fair. She didn't. I said, okay, time's up. It's over. God hates. Hate is a terrible thing. And he hates sin. He hates sin. Well, what is he going to do with the man who loves, who's embedded in sin, who's dead in sin? He's going to provide a way of reconciliation. He's going to provide a plan of redemption. He's going to provide a plan of righteousness through very important words. Now look at it again, Hebrews chapter 7. Look at verse 26. Such a high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners. Mankind as sinner cannot approach the very throne of God. How are we going to approach that throne? What's it going to take?